ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at the supplications of Al-Imam Ali ibn Husayn Zayn al-Abidin salamullah alayhi. And we are still looking at the first verse, and we're looking at the first word, which is hirs. A human being, in his nature, is created to love and seek perfection. The only problem is that sometimes, as human beings, we seek perfection, and we love things that, in fact, it leads to our destruction, not to our perfection. So we get attracted, and this gravity pulls us towards these things that takes us from the natural order of things to the extreme order of things. For example, we love to have wealth. Everyone does. We love to have money. That's sure. But sometimes if I think this is where my perfection lies, this is where I become who I am, then that's a dangerous place to be. Then that is what we call hirs. So a human being, as a human being, we can easily make the mistakes when it comes to knowing or trying to find out what brings us to perfection and to the things that we want and the things that we seek. So we think it's a shortcoming. I think there's something wrong with me if I don't seek these things. So Allah in the Quran, when He says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا, it's like he was created with this sense of, he has less patience. He just wants to get things done very quickly. And he says that's a problem. So one has to understand that the idea is you need to seek your perfection and the things that are, in fact, lead you to your perfection, not to the things that you think will lead you to your perfection. So hirs itself will always drive a person to the brink of destruction if he puts his ideas and his mentality in the wrong place. Let us take a short break and then we continue, inshallah.
Rabbana, Rabbana.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana, Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. So human beings, as we said, we must have our goals and our priorities set correctly. Because a person that thinks his aim and his goal in life is to seek money and wealth, obviously he's under the trap or in the trap of greed. But when a person puts his trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and connects to Him, then his mental state changes. His happiness, his perfection comes in that regard. That's why we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Surely with the remembrance of Allah, the hearts are content. My heart is not going to be content from me having a big house, or me having a big car, or me having a beautiful spouse, or many children. These things are considered to be naqs, like a shortcoming, not a perfection. The only perfection a person could get is when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From here, Al-Imam Al-Baqir salamullah alayhi in a hadith, he says, لا حرص كالمنافسة في الدرجات. There is no greed like trying to compete with other people by seeking deeds, by seeking levels of heaven. Heaven itself is a trophy. Heaven is a reward, is how much you put, how much you get. So if I want to be greedy of trying to get as much or more of anything, in fact, should be heaven, shouldn't be this dunya, because this world, whatever is in it, it will finish, it will go. You will leave it behind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us classic examples from Qarun and upwards, right? Those people who had more money than anyone could even imagine. Qarun himself, only the key to his treasury required 40 people to carry, yet alone the treasury itself. But where's Qarun and where's his wealth? And all these rich people that we have in this world, once they die, are they going to take their bank accounts with them? Of course not. It will all remain here. The only thing a person can take with him to the afterlife is how much he worked for the afterlife itself. So the perfection lies in how much we connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us take a break and then we come back, inshallah.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. If a person is driven and motivated by this world itself, that will literally result into a greed. Imam Ali alayhi salam says in a hadith, إِنَّ الدُّنْيَا مَجْغَلَةٌ عَنْ غَيْرِهَا. This world will distract you from things beside it. وَلَمْ يُسَبْ صَاحِبُهَا مِنْهَا شَيْئًا. And whatever that person who lived in this world, whatever he gains from it, he says, إِلَّا فَتَحَتْ لَهُ حِرْصًا عَلَيْهَا. In fact, to open a gate of a greed towards it. So if a person moves towards wealth, the doors of wealth will be open to him and he will become greedy in this regard. When he moves towards, for example, collecting and gathering material possessions, then a door will be opened. So each one of us, if we look into ourselves, we see that we have a greed in some field of life. Because there has to be something that I and you love so much that we are so attached to and want to have much of. And so this is where hirs comes from. Imam al-Baqir salamullah alayhi also says in a hadith, مَثَلُ الْحَرِيصُ عَلَى الدُّنْيَا. He says, the one who has greed over the dunya, over this world, كَمَثَلِ دُودَةِ الْقَزِ. He is like the silkworm. And with the silkworm, as you know, it wraps itself with silk until it kills itself. And he says, كُلَّمَا ازْدَرْتْ مِنَ الْقَزِ عَلَى نَفْسِهَا. The more that worm, that silk moth wraps itself with silk, the more it dies out of, the Imam says, it dies out of, the word he uses is gham. Matat hatta tamutu ghamma. Until it dies out of depression. Because now it's wrapped, it can't get out of it. Same thing with me and you. God forbid if we put ourselves in this state of mind where we become greedy over this world, greedy over trying to have position, greedy over materialistic life. We keep wrapping ourselves in it. It puts us in this state of depression. And then, God forbid, it will lead to our demise. And then the afterlife, obviously, the result is known. Inshallah, we will continue this in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواه از کف دهم
عشق و تولای تو را
یا سجاد.